Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Last week, Florida executed its first inmate since Governor Rick Scott took office. Manuel Valle was put to death 33 years after he was convicted for killing a Coral Gables police officer. Valle was the first inmate executed using a new mix of lethal injection drugs.
Miami Herald reporter Patricia Mazzei had been covering Valle's case for the past 2 months. She was there during his hearing about the safety of the new drug, and she was there when he was executed in Florida State Prison, about an hour southwest of Jacksonville, in a town called Stark.
For 15 minutes, the witnesses sat in an awkward silence in the execution chamber, waiting for a brown curtain to go up. In the front row, Manuel Valle's lawyer and chaplain sat next to the daughters of his victim, the man Valle murdered 33 years ago. When the curtain went up, I stared at Valle as he lay restrained to a gurney. He shut his eyes and said he didn't have any last words. But he did. After the first of three deadly drugs was administered, Valle's eyes flashed open. His feet shifted. He turned to the warden and spoke. The microphone was off. I couldn't hear him. I worried I had missed the most important part of his execution. I first encountered Valle in a Miami courtroom 2 months ago. He was 61. He wore an orange and blue prison uniform. He smiled weakly at his family. He referred to the judge as Your Honor. Reporters make a point of keeping a distance from our subjects, especially with executions. Death row inmates almost never give interviews. Their relatives rarely want to speak. So, we write our stories with a certain degree of detachment. For my first execution, it would have been easier to remain dispassionate, but I couldn't. I'd already learned too much about him. Valle committed a fierce, horrendous crime. In 1978, he killed Coral Gables police officer Louis Pena, a father of four. Valle shot Pena in the neck, and another cop in the back. I met two of Pena's children this summer. I saw